from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, I'm going to give you the stock market report here. Start out the 4 o'clock hour. That is brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Stock markets were up all day long, opened up and was in green all day long and could not hold on.
Oh,
Dow Jones ends up down 234 points today. S&P 500 down 40 points and the NASDAQ down 171 points. So it was fun while it lasted.
Can the stock market take a half day like elementary schools?
Has a nice day. And then what happens is people start doing a little profit taking at the end of the day. And then all of a sudden the profit taking trickles everything down. And, you know. Your paper gains are only gains on paper unless you cash them out. And your paper losses are only losses if you cash out. Play the long game.
I hate the people that take out the money. Leave it.
Well, you know, every now and then, if you need some money or whatever, you take it out. Or you take a little profit. You have a stock that does well. You chip away a little bit of profit here and there so that all you have left in there is gravy. You get your original investment back. You have a stock that goes up 100%. You want to take back your original investment and then let everything there be gravy. That's a pretty good, sound investing strategy. But again, paper losses, paper gains are just on paper. It's not real losses or gains till you take them.
I got 3 kids to feed.
All right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not certain how that played into it, but it is indisputable. You want to play this sound of Mike McDaniel? So,
no.
Mike McDaniel.
No. If you're going to ask me, the answer is no, but sure.
I want everyone to pay attention. It gets a little windy in here, as some of his answers do, but I think this will give you ultimate clarity on what is going on in Mike McDaniel's head when it comes to the backup quarterback position. That seems to be a topic that Solana had brought up earlier in the week. And then we've had kind of confirmation from Chris Perkins and others that, hey, this is not Mike White's job. Like, this seems to be a battle between Mike White and Skylar Thompson. And so Mike McDaniel's asked today about the backup quarterback role. Here is his quick and concise answer.
That competition is, I think, something I'm very proud of, in that those two competitors, really gave it their best shot last year, and I thought it was a pretty close race with Mike winning it, and they've continued to develop their games, so they continue to do really good things, and each individual, I think, is better than where they were last year. That's hugely important for quarterbacks, particularly ones that don't start or play during the season. You know, that you don't want to regress, you want to improve. So, you know, I see that as it's neck and neck, and far from me even thinking about who's gonna win that job. And I think that's a compliment, just because they're both developing very well, and it's you know, I think that one of the tricky things are solving the problems of preseason games, in terms of, you know, you want to get guys opportunities, but they're also playing with different players and against different defenses, that, you know, your corresponding play calls are different. So how do you make the opportunities as equal as possible? Well, I try to create a scenario where they get to work with the same players that are blocking and the same players that are receiving routes or getting handoffs. That's a little tricky, because you can't just play. There's a lot of position battles that need to be settled outside the quarterback position. So to do that, your best, you know, for me, like, the best compromise is trying to get guys some rhythm, some ownership of the game to see how they respond to ebbs and flows, but then also trying to get them in similar opportunities with their teammates. So the best of both worlds, a lot of times for me, is getting guys opportunities in several games, but then making sure that in those opportunities that a rhythm is established, that they have enough time to play. And that's kind of really the way I look at it. It's abstract, like most things, but you're trying to problem solve so you can give guys an opportunity to win the job.
What happened?
Yeah. Okay. So there's some clarity, because we're all curious, you know, who's going to be the backup quarterback.
There was no periods. It was three commas, no periods.
It was a run-on sentence.
Wasn't it? He walks out of there and laughs every time he does that.
You think, or you think that's a glimpse on what's going on in his head? Everything's got motion with him. An offensive play or an answer to a pretty easy question, I thought. Everything, there's a lot of motion.
You know, I think it's a glimpse of how he, like, what his mind does.
I think so too. I think that's constantly what's going on in his head, which is what I think makes him kind of an offensive genius, is I think he is constantly thinking about defense. It's like a chess master,
yeah,
who's constantly thinking about what potential moves could be 18 steps ahead of what the actual move is at. And I think that's just how his brain works.
Yeah. I'll do this, but if I do this, he'll do that. But if I do this before he does that, then he might do that instead of this and that. And, yeah.
Right.
That little.
And yeah, that's how you end up with all those funky motions.
Yes. Yes.
No, you're giving him too much credit. Truthfully.
You think that's just a confused guy?
No. He's not like in dazed and confused, but he is a very smart football mind. I'm not disputing that at all. But also, some people are just ramblers. Like, he's just a rambler. That's not a bad thing. But
I think that's the way his brain works. Yeah. I think his brain rambles, but that's why he's good at what he does.
No, because you could be a football genius, which he is. He could look at plays and just guy knows it. But he gets in front of a microphone and he feels like he needs to give you whatever the hell that was, rather than just, yeah, you know, this is an opportunity. Both guys need to get better. Like, that's all we needed to hear.
But the way, like, to Hawk's point, the way his mind works is that, because, like, going through it, I did listen, and I see what he's saying, but it's like, who's going to win the job? Well, they're both playing well, but there hasn't been consistency amongst them, but it's hard to put them on this field with the same guys every time because I can't just concentrate on the quarterbacks. I got to concentrate on everybody's position battle. So if I could put them, I can't really make a full answer right now on who's playing
right.
Better
like
because they haven't been consistent.
As he's giving the answer, he's thinking to himself, but you know what? I can't really have one guy in the lead because one guy's playing with different personnel than the other guy is playing, so it's not really a fair comparison. Like, he's talking it out in his head. He's verbalizing what he's thinking about.
And to your point, Solana, there's a lot of coaches. He knew that question was coming. We talked about it yesterday. It was on the, like, there's media people that know what's coming. There's coaches that say, hey, Harvey Green, we all know Harvey. Harvey walks up to a coach and says, hey, they're going to ask you about the backup quarterback battle today. Okay, I'm going to have the Solana answer. Honestly, when they say, hey, who's winning, Skyler or Mike? You know, if they're both playing well, I'm still evaluating. That's my answer, period, point blank. I don't think he wants to do that. I think he really wants to give you an answer, but it's very confusing because he's a genius. He is like, didn't he graduate from Yale?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think so.
He's a smart dude.
He's a genius, and yeah. You just see geniuses' minds work a little different.
Okay, but take the context out of it, right? Just take the context of Mike McDaniel, Skylar Thompson, and Mike White because we're entrenched in it being in Miami media. If I told you that an NFL head coach was asked about his backup quarterback battle and spent 5 minutes in his answer on the backup quarterback battle, you'd say, yeah, I'm not interested in that. Right?
Well, I wasn't interested in it when I just played it. I played it as a goof.
But that's my point. Like, he doesn't need to elaborate.
But I think it's a glimpse into his personality. I don't think it's shtick. I don't think he's just rambling. I think it's a glimpse into his personality.
And if my initial answer to answer your question, Lana, my initial answer was he has to walk out that meeting room and laugh what he just put the media through, but not with Mike McDaniel because we had him on the pivot. I've talked to him before. I don't think he rambles. I think his mind runs.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a glimpse into his brain, how it functions.
Like, what do you want?
Which is why, by the way, how many times they get dinged for not getting the play in on time, and then they don't get the play off on time? It's because of that.
I think when Mrs. McDaniel says, "What do you want for dinner tonight, Mike?" I think the answer is 4 minutes long.
Right. I think I want meatloaf, although how can I say that I want meatloaf if I've never really even tried your eggplant parmesan? So maybe there is something that I would prefer over the meatloaf. And you know what I mean? Where like, and that's legit. Like that's legitimately how he's thinking. Yep. Whereas I would just go anything but stuffed peppers. Different personalities.
A gift and a curse.
A gift and a curse.
I really do think it is.
Less is more, gentlemen.
But it's not, he's not making a choice. It's just who he is.
To less is more thought, Solana. As a media member now, and you do it, your boots on the ground and all this, you know, you actually go to these things. Me and Hawk just sit back and talk about it. Would you want a Belichick or a Mike McDaniel? Because Belichick gives you less is more.
Yeah,
if you really want
I'll go with Mike McDaniel every day.
I guess I would go with Mike McDaniel. But he's also not a D-bag. Like, he's a good dude, you know?
Yeah.
Belichick would treat you like you're, like, you know, he was a D-bag to the media.
You asked for a Belichick answer. If you asked Belichick the same question, he would have said, I'm evaluating both of them. We'll figure it out before the season starts.
Yeah, but maybe there's a happy medium here, gentlemen. I'm sorry, but I don't want 5 minutes on the backup quarterback battle. I also don't want 6 seconds on the backup quarterback battle. I want, like, a happy medium.
All right.
Your marriage isn't going to work.
USA leading Nigeria 52-33 at the end of the first half. Women's basketball. I think Asia Wilson, was it 10 points? I think I saw she had 10 points. We were looking at prop bets before you joined us today.
Okay. Asia, Breonna Stewart, they're both going to go crazy every game.
Well, it depends, though, because if they jump out to these huge leads, are they going to continue to play?
That's why it's hard to bet on.
No.
Yeah, Olympics.
Hey, by the way.
Do headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour?
Yeah. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Cameron Wolf has tweeted out that Lamar Jackson will not play in the Ravens preseason opener this Friday. They play the Eagles. So Harbaugh already said he's not playing. So, you know, kind of, I guess, sticks with what we expect in the first preseason game for every team.
Yeah, I mean, there was zero chance that we're going to trot Lamar Jackson out there for preseason game one.
Yeah, MVP. Let's see if he still got it.
See what you got, big guy.
Dolphins camp, I mean, Hawk kind of talked about it for a couple times today throughout the show, but basically the offense, once again, according to all the reporters, didn't exactly look great. Like, they're not clicking on all cylinders, and injuries continue to mount for the Miami Dolphins. Aaron Brewer was a name that was tossed around today. The center had to leave practice, had his hand looked at by the medical staff, and didn't return to practice. And there was a list of guys out today, whether because of veteran rest or whether because they continue to go through injury.
There's a couple things at Dolphins camp today. Obviously, Brewer, something to watch because Liam Eichenberg would now be your center again. Dolphins joint practice with the Falcons today was canceled about halfway through because of who was it that went down for the Falcons?
Rondale Moore,
Falcons wide receiver, ended up in an air cast and taken to the hospital, and they scrubbed practice after that happened because everyone said that it was bad.
Ugh.
That's a big loss. Yeah. That's a bummer.
Hate that. Yeah. It's funny because I like the fights. I like the competitiveness. I like the violence.
The only thing you're trying to avoid is injuries.
Yeah. On both sides. I don't want anybody to get season-ending injuries. I hate.
The Marlins are back in action tonight. They play the Cincinnati Reds. They've lost two straight versus the Reds. That'll be tonight at Lone Depot Park. Tomorrow, Inter Miami. They're back in action. Leagues Cup action. Round of 32, they host Toronto at Chase Stadium.
How did you spell Sidney Crosby on today's show sheet for his birthday?
Hmm?
You inexplicably got Sidney and Crosby misspelled.
Not a big deal. I mean, you knew exactly who I meant.
It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous the way that you spelled Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, but there's six names on that list or five names on that list. I spelled four out of five correct. I'm pretty much 80% there, I believe.
Not if you look at Jimmy, did you just see the way that he spelled Sidney Crosby? I just saw Jimmy nod. Wow. That is just a crazy misspelling.
Way off.
Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, go find River Craycraft's playlist, Jimmy, okay? We gave you one job. See, it's DeMar DeRozan's birthday today.
Oh, I was getting there. Maybe the greatest basketball player in the league.
Monster.
He's 35 today. The Crosman is 37. Mike Trout, 33. Kyler Murray is 27. You think Kyler Murray will be a starting quarterback in the NFL by the end of this season?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, they gave him a bunch of money, too, in Arizona. They're not blaming their failures on him.
Yeah, but what if they stink again?
He has a new coach. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to give him some time. I'm not a fan of Kyler Murray. He's very athletic, but, yeah, I think they give him way more time.
Who's the Cardinals' backup?
Desmond Ridder.
Oh, how did you know that?
I looked it up right now. Yeah, because I knew you were going to ask.
Amazing. How did you know that?
Been
Sidney Crosby. Sydney Crosby. Crosby.
It's autocorrect.
Sidney Crosby.
We're loose on those now.
That's autocorrect.
Auto incorrect.
Mike Trout's birthday today also. Wasn't he the best baseball player ever at one point?
Mike Trout's a monster.
Is he? I feel like I have not heard of anybody talk about Mike Trout in 2 years.
Because he started getting hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, him and the other little cute white boy with the beard.
Oh, Bryce Harper.
Yeah, him and Bryce were they were on top of the world until they get hurt.
Yeah, but at least the Phillies have been really good.
Yeah. No, Trout.
That's our baseball conversation. At least the Phillies have been really good.
I remember Trout signed a $444 million deal.
Like, you can't feel good about that conversation. At least the Phillies have been really good. Like, you have no baseball knowledge at all. You just happen to know because they're in our division that they're very good.
I mean, I watch Sports Center. I watch Sports Center pretty much every night. So I can kind of meander through a baseball conversation. I know the White Sox just snapped the 21-game losing streak.
Yeah, how about that?
But, Hawk, the Angels had one of the highest payrolls. They had Ohtani. They had Mike Trout. And they haven't...
Mike Trout.
And they haven't been to the playoffs. I mean, what's going on over there in Anaheim?
Yeah, what's going on with the Anaheim Angels? You know, I was thinking, what is going on with the Anaheim Angels? You know, I was thinking about Dolphins practice and... Marlins and the Reds tonight. And also, what is going on with the Anaheim Angels? Have they really, have they ever really met expectations? Now, let me tell you what I thought. Now, in 2021, do you remember that Royals game?
But let me get this straight. You don't want to talk about Aerosmith? You don't want to talk about the Angels either? I mean, what do you want to talk about?
We were locked in on 2015 NBA draft.
Even give Mad Dog Russo for a second. What is going on with the Anaheim Angels?
And this Havlicek, let me tell you, okay? I mean, this Havlicek would run circles around Chris Paul.
That's funny.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Tonight should be hot and humid, lows in the 80s, maybe upper 70s. It's around 90 degrees right now in South Florida. That is your weather, gentlemen.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're listening to a show that's a live potato.
Loaded potato.
What in the hell does that mean?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I tweeted out Solana's spelling of Sidney Crosby. I tweeted out a picture of the show sheet. It's just staggering to me.
A lot of E's and Y's.
Auntie Anne's. Have you seen this? They've launched a perfume inspired by pretzels.
Ridiculous.
Auntie Anne's does smell great, though, doesn't it?
Do you want it on your body?
Well, I don't wear perfume.
Would you think that's sexy? Hey, the Auntie Anne girl?
I mean, you've never seen the way... the way I can go after one of those pretzels.
That's ridiculous.
Auntie Anne's is venturing into the fragrance market with a new perfume inspired by its iconic pretzels. The scent, K-N-E-A-D, is infused with notes of buttery dough, salt, and a hint of sweetness. The pretzel maker describes each spritz as stimulating the experience of passing by an Auntie Anne's store and breathing in the nostalgic aroma of the mall food court. Oh, that sounds sexy to me, man.
That's not sexy.
Need comes in a 1 ounce bottle priced at $25 and a 3.4 ounce bottle priced at $45.
There's other smells I enjoy. Bacon.
Nah, barbecue. You don't want your lady to smell like a pig. But barbecue, a nice little pretzel.
A pretzel?
Buttery pretzel. That's sexy.
That's not sexy. That's hungry. What else?
And I love the smell of a food court, man. That's sexy time for me, man.
There's like recognizable the... there's recognizable smells of like different restaurants or stores, right?
Sure.
Chick-fil-A. I know if I can close my eyes and know I'm at a Chick-fil-A.
Subway.
Cinnabon. Yeah. Subway. Yeah. You walk by a Subway, you're a mile away, you smell Subway.
The bread.
Yeah. So Chick-fil-A, Subway, Cinnabon. I don't want my woman smelling like a restaurant.
French fries from McDonald's. Pretzels.
McDonald's French fries. Yeah.
No, food's not sexy.
So, I don't know if you saw this, speaking of food and restaurants, Flanagan's yesterday dropped on social media in the morning, hey, we have a new line of merchandise. Click the link. I happened to have woken up yesterday morning, opened Twitter, the Flanagan's tweet is sitting there. I click on it. They have a Miami Dolphins inspired Flanagan's t-shirt, and where the Dolphins logo would be, it's the Flannies guy.
Hmm.
And it says what, Miami football team on it or something.
Yeah,
it's
Miami
in like,
football
you know,
team.
Athletic gray. I bought one.
You got it?
It's sold out.
Yes.
In minutes. I got it.
What?
I got it. I woke up opened Twitter. It was right there. And I said to myself, oh, I'm going to get one of these. Click on it. I order it. I see later on in the day, they tweet out, everything's sold out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got that football t-shirt. It's coming my way.
Go to hell, man. Go to hell. Because during the show yesterday, just so you know, Crowder, I saw the tweet when they posted it, but the show had started. I said, well, I'm not going to buy something during the show. Like, we're working. So I favorited the tweet. The second the show was over, I went back to it. I tried to buy all four of the t-shirts that they posted
today. They
have
an athletic department, like Flanagan's Athletic Department, well, or got, University of Flanagan, something like that.
They've got 305, but the O, the zero in the middle, is, what is it, Joe Flanagan. I mean, that's a fire-ass t-shirt, bro. Everything sold out in every size. Every size. Yep. Small, medium, large, extra large, extra, extra large. Sold out. Yeah, no double XL for you, Crowder. Sorry about that.
Why were you looking at smalls?
Make it into a
Did
cutoff.
You see the shirt he was wearing in Monaco? He sent us a picture.
Do they have medium?
Little softball jersey he had on.
That guy makes fun of me every time I wear my Target softball jersey on this show.
Yep.
He wore it to the casino in Monaco. Crush me. I wore that shirt yesterday. You crush me every time I wear that shirt. This dude sent us pictures gambling in Monaco. He's wearing the Target softball jersey, you know, the three-quarter sleeves.
Yep. Oh, they treat tourists different. No, they treat you different.
Yeah, that Flanagan's merch, cool. That was a great merch drop.
Shows you the pool that they really do have, or like the power that they have in South Florida. Because I don't know, man, name like another sports bar drops merch. Every sports bar has merch.
No, Flanagan's is a unique South Florida pride thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like South Floridians take pride in Flanagan's. Where's the northernmost Flanagan's?
That's a good
Is it here in Boca? I don't think there's any more north than. Oh, you know what? There might be one in like Jupiter or Juno Beach, or
maybe even the West Coast, no? Like Naples, maybe?
Are they?
I don't know. I'm saying there might be.
Ooh.
South Floridians take pride in Flanagan's, man.
Restaurant merch? Oh, Hooters.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of ones. I have a Hooters shirt. I have three Tootsie shirts.
This is what Hooters has to stop doing. Don't try to get me to buy a calendar or a shot glass. Listen, I know how to work a menu and I know how to shop in a store. I don't need, you know, a pretty lady coming up to me and telling me, you know, she gets a $25 MovieCo gift card if she's the top calendar sales girl. Like, I, you know, can I just eat my lunch?
I'm kind of with you.
Man, they do that. I mean, you feel terrible. You know, it's like the whole thing. You think that they, all of a sudden, you're connecting with them, you know, because you're buying the calendar. They don't care. You don't want the calendar.
No.
It's just such a fraudulent tip, but it's so obviously fraudulent. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. And go stand in front of Publix on a Saturday if you're going to, you know.
But you want to come over and flirt and pretend. Like, you'll get it in the tip. Like, you're going to get extra. You want to put in the extra effort, you're going to get extra. But I don't want to buy a calendar.
How many calendars?
I'll buy my calendars at Barnes & Noble.
How many calendars have you bought through the years?
I have a stack of 90. My entire history is chronicled on Hooters calendars.
I've actually bought them and given them away.
The shot glasses, they do.
Same day, yep.
Yeah.
She does a little begging. Oh, you know, if you know, we get this, and if we sell the most, then I get in the sweepstakes to be in the calendar next year and all that. And I'd be like, yeah, I get a calendar. Walk outside, give it to a guy on the porch. Hooters calendar.
It's like this whole thing, like you know, like she hasn't done this to everyone in the restaurant. She makes you feel like, you know, you're special. hey, you know, I have these calendars. Like, I just saw you do it to, you know, grandpa sitting over there. Like, what are we doing? Hey, how about you bring me the chili hot instead of cold? I don't recall ordering a calendar.
Did you say chili hot? You got to be very specific.
How do you get duped by that? Just know.
How do you get? I get duped by a gentleman's club performer. I mean, yeah. It's the same thing. Every guy gets duped by that. It's the stupidest stuff. Why women don't use that more often is beyond me, because we get duped every single time.
Yep.
They could get me to change my order if they were cute. Oh, you know what? I get a bonus if you order the soft shell crab. Okay. I have a terrible allergy to seafood, and I'm going to break out in hives, but it was very sweet of you. I feel like we've connected at some level here. And
soft shell crab it is. Okay.
Okay. Five soft shell crab.
We're dummies. A lot of that's why. We're dummies.
We're dummies. We're guys. We're dummies. I mean, listen, they didn't invent selling the calendars table by table by accident.
Nope.
Like, they had them behind the hostess thing. And they sat there, and at the end of the year, they had 5,000 calendars. They started going table to table. All of a sudden, they can't keep the calendars in stock.
That's what it is.
But I understand, hey, you overtip a waitress at Hooters. You know, I get all that stuff. A calendar? Like, all these girls are on Instagram anyways. You know what I mean? Like, who's putting up a Hooters calendar in their house?
Because you're helping them out, though. Right. That's how they paint it, that you're helping them out with their job. And,
gotcha.
You know,
nobody puts up a Hooters calendar other than a mechanic, right? That's the only, that is the only person on earth that can put up a Hooters calendar is a mechanic.
Yeah. Or a weirdo.
You're like you have to, like, even, or if you work on cars in your own garage, like, you can put it up there. Other than that, like, you can't walk into someone's office and have a Hooters calendar up.
College students.
Huh? Is Hooters, like, hip with them?
You know what? I gotta check with Salon, and they're younger, because it was cool when I was, like, I remember.
You saying Jimmy? Jimmy, don't put that mic next to you. I think that was a misspeak.
Jimmy, push that further away. I messed that up. Jimmy, you're 63.
Jimmy, you put up a pinup calendar of Marilyn Monroe in your garage.
Jimmy had a lantern in his college door.
Jimmy's like, I haven't seen a good-looking woman since Betty Grable.
In Caddyshack, he walks past a lady and said, hey, good-looking, you look good even before electricity.
Great line from Rodney.
Bro, I think I've been to Hooters like 5 times in my life, and 4 of those 5 times were with Big O.
I like Hooters. I think Hooters has good wings.
When we were at the other station, I probably went there 3 days a week. Before COVID and all, we came into the station, I'd go 3 days a week. Pines and University.
Which one? Pines and University.
Yep.
I like their food. I happen to like their chili. I think their chili is good. Mm. I've told you my hack. You got to get the fries well done.
Yep.
And they happen to have good wings.
Their
snow crab
legs,
certain times of year. And then I used to get the oysters, which was a bad decision.
What were you saying, Jimmy?
The burgers are pretty good, too.
Good burgers.
Their fries are good. They have the curly fries. Like, they're good.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get them well done.
Yeah, limited menu.
I guess there's no Hooters near me, which is why I don't go. That's probably what it is, because their food is good. You guys are right. The only Hooters I would actually go to is the one that was at Bayside next to the Kaseya Center. So before I was working the game, sometimes we'd go there, we'd go to Chili's, but it closed. There's no more Hooters there. So I don't even know where there is a Hooters. I guess the one in Hialeah.
There's one in Boca. There's one in Boca on Glades.
The one in Hialeah. It was on like the third floor.
Yeah.
They say, yeah, I've been to that one a couple times.
Yeah, had,
it, that could, one in Hialeah, we did shows there. That was our crowd, man.
Yeah, yeah, Hialeah was wild.
Yeah.
All right. Stop selling me the calendars.
Need to have something to sell them back. I go on Hooters with some bags of Skittles. I get a calendar if you buy these Skittles from me.
That would be funny. Oh, I'd be happy to. And then you bring out those world's greatest chocolate bars.
Yes.
You know, my son is trying to set a record. This would do me a huge favor. And I'll be honest. You look like you enjoy a chocolate bar every now and then. I'm not lying, right? You've been to some of these.
I don't know if your flirting skills are to par still. If you look like you,
well,
like
I get immediately turned off if they offer me the calendar because I just, it's so obvious. Like,
you know what you're doing, but you're being nice. You're helping her work her way through nursing school. Come on.
Well, just ask for a bigger tip. Like I don't need that. I don't want the calendar.
But that's rude.
Yeah, be nice.
Give me some
nice
more money.
You are bigger tip you got.
No, give me some more money. No, hey, can you buy a calendar? It really helps me out. Oh, no problem.
Yeah, but the money for the calendar goes to Hooters. They don't even get it.
They get a cut. They got to get something. Yeah.
USA leading Nigeria 76-46 at the end of the third quarter. Check that 78-46 at the end. Sorry, 76-48 at the end. I was told there'd be no math.
Got those numbers down, big man.
I just Googled Betty
Not
Grable.
My strong suit. Was Betty Grable, was she considered a good-looking woman?
Well, I don't know if she was or not, but I'm looking at her her pictures. I think that's a great call by you, Hawk. That's an excellent name drop by you. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me look.
Yeah, she was a pinup girl, dancer, model, singer. Her 42 films during the 30s and 40s grossed more than $100 million.
Woo!
And for 10
Are
consecutive years, she placed among the Quigley Poll's top 10 box office stars.
I'll tell you what, she placed number one on my Quigley Poll.
What did you just say?
I don't know. I heard him mention a Quigley Poll.
She got your
Wow. What year was this?
30s and 40s.
Look at her in the 30s.
Oh, Betty.
Betty Grable. Well, there you go. We have reached the bottom of the barrel this hour. We have asked, what's going on with the Anaheim Angels? And do you think Betty Grable was attractive in the 30s and 40s?
We answered that question.
I'm telling you, if Defoe has a ratings meter, we are through the roof. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up next. We'll get some headlines and talk some football and hoo-ha.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boy, you should have zigged. What you zag? You should have zigged.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. you can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.